Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C.O.G., whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
That you celebrate Jesus. Is that how you're celebrating Jesus? Hallelujah. You know, we have discussed a little bit around the subjects. I believe God wants it this year. And he led us to start by talking about our spiritual DNA and authority. So that with that, we are standing from the standpoint of boldness and confidence, and we're confronting everything. One of the things I see happening during this meeting and beyond 20 Days of Glory is that I see family testimonies. I see families testifying in the name of Jesus. You know, when people go to covenant to strange altars, they don't take permission. A man just gets to a particular place. They tell him this is what he needs to do. Sometimes he doesn't even tell his wife. He just gets there and he ropes everybody in. Do you understand what I'm saying? A woman gets to a particular place and they just tell her A, B, C, D. And she enters an agreement and ropes everybody in. Rope all your family members in. Do you get what I'm saying here? Drag everybody into God. So that if they refuse, the covenant begins to backfire. So one person entered an agreement. And because the person carries the blood that flows through the veins of others and said certain things, every other person is brought under the spell and the curse, and it begins to hold. How much more the blessing? There is a blessing that one person can carry, and you can spread it to the whole family. So that even if the person enters a place where they are supposed to be cursed, they get there, the witch doctor will tell them, there is a mark upon your head. We can't do anything for you. Have you forgotten what the Bible says? See, there is no enchantment against Jacob. Listen, Jacob entered a covenant with God. Abraham entered a covenant with God. Pastor Isaac entered Jacob. Then one day they saw a congregation of all their children. And somebody stood on an altar to curse them. As the person was about to curse, a sign showed and said, these ones cannot be cursed. That shows you the power of the blessing. If the curse has strength, the power has superior strength. The blessing has superior strength. And I speak the blessing of God. If you can raise your hand tonight from your heart wholeheartedly, I declare the blessing of God rests upon your family in the name of Jesus. I say the blessing rests upon your family in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice, say in the name of Jesus. Can you shout it in the name of Jesus? By the blood of the everlasting covenant, I bring every member of my family, everyone in my bloodline, I submit you to the altar of Calvary. I submit you to the altar of the blood of Jesus. Today I declare every member of my family, I bring you into the covenant. I bring you into the covenant of blessing. The covenant of the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Today I declare you are brought under the cover. The cover of the blood of Jesus. The power of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Every negative thing you do, it will backfire from there. The devils will announce to you that only God prevails in this family. I, Mavis Oji, I covenant all my family members to the power of the Holy Ghost, to the name of Jesus, to the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the name of Jesus. Bring them under the blessing and tell them you are not permitted to do anything negative. It can't work. I have brought you under a covenant. One man entered the covenant with God. Abraham entered, Isaac, Jacob. A man came to curse them. And the man who was supposed to curse them, he started seeing the handwriting of the blessing. And the Bible says there is no enchantment. He says, surely there is no enchantment against Jacob. Neither is there a definition against Israel. According to his time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what God has won, wrath. They brought the man to another mountain and tried another place to curse them. He couldn't curse them. They now brought him to another place to curse them. He tried 7 times. When he could not curse them again, guess what? He started speaking blessing. The man that brought him to curse them said, it's okay. It's okay. I don't understand what you're doing again. Why? Because they were under the covering of the blessing. Somebody say the blessing. There can be a generational blessing, generational pattern of good health, generational pattern of prosperity, generational pattern of increase, generational pattern of advancement. Is there somebody who wants that in your family? Are you just sitting and watching me like that? If you want it, can you declare in the name of Jesus? Today I declare, by the blood of Jesus, my members of my family and I, we enter through the blood of Jesus to the covenant of blessing, covenant of better things, that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Jesus is the seal of my blessing. The blood of Jesus is the seal of my protection. The blood of Jesus is the seal of my greatness. I can never be small. Because of what Jesus did, I can never be small. No devilish altar, no demonic voice can speak against me. The blood of Jesus speaketh better things. Are you getting the gist here? The Bible says we have come to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. So a negative proclamation is made and the blood of Jesus said, no, it can't happen. It can't happen. Somebody declares and he pronounces an accident or death and somewhere you are not doing anything. But the blood is working. Do you know that people don't do anything? They just where they are. And negative covenants work. They have been active. It's on auto run. The blessing is also what? On auto run. That's the power of the blessing. Are you getting what I'm saying? And one of the ways to ensure that the blessing continues, I'll share with you a few things today. And I believe it will help you establish your understanding. Don't joke with what I'm doing. You see, my own concern about what we're doing now, it's just that many of the times, the older people understand better than the younger people. You know why? Young people are just growing. They don't know anything. I remember many years ago, I was on campus. Girls of 18, 19, 20, 21, I was teaching relationship. Boys of the same age. They say, Pastor, let's do another topic. I say, you see, that's why they say girls even mature more faster than boys. By the time some of those boys are left, some of those girls have moved, they were calling back to get the same lecture. I said, you should have kept the lecture in your notes because time will come when you will need it. Like what I'm about to teach today, some of you will need to keep it because every married person here, you are blessed to hear this. And can I say, more blessed are the young people that are hearing it in advance. Because what it can do for you, it can shape your life forever. It's an understanding that makes things work. Understanding. By the time I called my wife's elder sister, he said, your wife just posted on the page that we should be waiting for angel to come and carry our father. That she was surprised. That is that how their father will now die? That she has told her that the angel will come. In a few minutes, bam, 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 bam. Because we entered the house and we agreed. I said, Lord, let the angels come and pick him. We don't want pain. By the time we came down from there, we were just talking. I don't know, Pastor, you were there now, downstairs. They just called us that they just took him. So we can decide when it will go and when it will come. The confidence that she posted it on the page is a sign that what I just said is not going to waste time. It will happen now. It shows the authority that you have as a believer. Are you getting what I'm saying? No member of my bloodline is permitted to be a vagabond. No boy in our family will be an irresponsible male. No daughter in my family will be an irresponsible female. See, they will try to be responsible and it will not work for them. That is the power of the blessing. Oh, I wish you understand what I'm saying here. I wish you understand. Do you know some boys now, their mates can do rubbish, bad things, and they will be working, but they cannot do it, it will not work. Their mother came on the altar and declared that you will never do anything negative that will destroy your life that will work. And these ones will do it and think they are succeeding, but the altar that powers it will backfire their destiny. But this one, he will not be permitted to make the mistake. There are some of you wanted to make mistake of even committing sexual sin. It was hard. You tried, they caught you. You tried, you tried everything. Why? There's a covenant somebody has spoken somewhere over you. That for you, there is something about you. When I bless the children that are giving birth to in this church, I usually pray for them that the vices and the things that the ladies of this generation suffer negatively, the sexual perversion and all the abuse, they will not experience it. I will not forget. To the Holy Spirit, I always remember, I said, anything that they say is common to ladies in this generation, the day somebody takes you somewhere, try to rape you, may the person die before they do it. Out of your will, never. It will never happen. Are you getting what I'm saying? Whoever has that kind of satanic confidence to rise and defile you without your consent, maybe you consent, you can work on that. There are some people you even want to consent, but they will remove your sense. Because see, you don't know the power of blessing. When it's on you, when the thing is on you, don't bad joke or sorry here. Eh? You will just discover that, you discover that you are touching me, and the person you are touching that's supposed to cooperate first, will say, stop, leave me alone. Leave me alone. I'm not interested. You were the one. What happened now? Well, we are. What if I'm here, Lori? I mean, Jesus, the mark of Jesus, the blood that distinguishes you for greatness and exploit and power. I declare that mark is impressed on you in the name of Jesus. From henceforth, you will not be troubled again in the name of Jesus. Every death cannot find you in the name of Jesus. Failure can never know you in the name of Jesus. Disappointment never know you in the name of Jesus. Anything that is not part of the covenant of the blood of Jesus, I declare they are not permitted in your bloodline, your life in the name of Jesus. You rope your brother in. Tell your sisters you are going to that place. In the name of Jesus, you will come back to serve God. Bring you back. And the next time, the person is coming crying. I say, what's that? He said, I'm just tired of the life I've been living. Oshini tired. At the fire, at the fire. But why wouldn't you be tired? That's not where you belong. You belong to Mount Zion. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Do you know how many people who came up and they will be crying and say, My mother, I know that those prayers work because somebody can stand the gap. But more beautiful is when you now know it by yourself. They that know their God shall be strong and they will do exploits. You will do exploits in the name of Jesus. I'm going to pray specially. You will remind me. I'm going to pray specially at the end of the day for all, you know, waiting brothers and sisters. They won't marry, no green Mario. Then all pregnant women. Are we here together? Please remind me at the end of everything as we are going to wrap up with. Are we here together? Please sit up in heavenly places. It's family day, so we need to talk some family things. Tell your neighbor you are blessed to be here. How can Satan just hijack somebody? You now make mistake all the life. The life is now wasted. You now leave the person a wasted vessel. No one. You hear this voice, you are roped forever. You are roped into the blessing. You are roped into the covenant of promise. Yes, your seed will serve God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to take questions first because I don't know how the service is going to transition after the message prayers and we're going to be going home. So I know some of us have been hearing a lot of things about the family patterns, you know, 20 days of glory things. I'm just going to give about 5 minutes, one or two people that have questions. You know, this is not the norm, but as I sat down upstairs preparing in the office, just laid in my heart that there might be one or two questions to answer. Have we gotten the Slido link? Will you send it to them already? Have you seen any question? Anybody sent any question in already? Any question? Ash. Okay, so what you do is you go to your Google or your Internet Explorer, what do you call them? Just your search engine, anyway. So you just do slido.com, then when it brings you there, you ask for a code, you type #20DG, like that. The 20DG, must it be capital letter like this? Must it be like this? Doesn't have to be capital letter. Huh? Okay, #20DG, then you can get questions. Is there any question already so that I can just take one or two questions as I dive into building positive family patterns and transferring generational blessing? Building positive family patterns and transferring generational blessing. Just before I get into that, while we're waiting for the question, I want to also announce that the School of Ministry will start immediately after 20 days of glory session. So you want to register for the School of Ministry. It is important that you register. The School of Ministry is the platform where we used to raise people that have the belief that God has called them to one thing or the other. You know, people believe that God has called me to the ministry, you know, to do the work of God or marketplace work. Anything that has to do with that leadership part of your life, that's School of Ministry. Then the pastoral training is exclusive for all the people that believe that God has called them to be teachers, pastors, evangelists, prophets, or I have done School of Ministry, but I want to be very deep in the Word of God. I want to know deeper things of the Word of God. But you must have done School of Ministry. The tickets for theology, you must have done School of Ministry. If you have not done School of Ministry, you can't transition into this. So those of us who have done School of Ministry, you want to come deeper into the things of the Word as concerning ministry, because you believe God is calling you to teach the Word of God, the pastor, evangelist, prophet. We're going to do that. The registration also will be on at the information desk. Your name and your phone number, then we'll reach out to you so that we can put, especially those who sense that God within this house, they've done School of Ministry, they sense within this house, especially that God is calling you to serve and you want to go through our leadership system to becoming a pastor here. School of Ministry is stage one. It doesn't, after School of Ministry, you are not automatically a pastor. But you need to be ordained first. So usually we do training like this, then we can ordain people. And God is leading us to do more of the work. We trust God that within the next 10 years thereabouts, we should be able to establish minimum of 40 churches. So we will need a lot of people that are willing to rise up and take the lead and come in as teachers, pastors, you know. And somebody, you might just be like, I don't have a call, but I can teach. Start. That's it. I don't know if I have any call. But I want to teach the Word of God. I want to grow deeper in my knowledge and be able to teach it. Maybe by the time you are going for the teaching, they will ring, your phone will ring. You know. Amen. Glory to God. So any question now? Does sin of the fathers affect the children? And if it does, how can it be stopped? Now, the sin of the fathers, in the New Testament, the sin of the father is not supposed to have any legal ground over the children. Even from the Old Testament, God told them that children should bear the consequences. Everybody should bear their consequence. Do you understand what I'm saying now? But if the fathers have committed a sin, and a child subscribes to the sin of the fathers, the child will inherit the sin of the fathers. If the fathers have committed something wrong, and the child opens any kind of space to Satan, every negative consequence of that thing will be falling on the child. Especially when the covenant is made on behalf of the family and you are part of that bloodline. So that's why we teach becoming new patterns, so that you can decide to know that now that I am in Christ and I have a new bloodline, it is not enough to say you have a new bloodline. You have to know. Ignorance is very powerful and it can destroy a lot of things. You have to know it, number one. You have to enforce your victory, number two. And most importantly, you have to live the character of the new life, the man Christ. If you fail to live the character of Christ, you will give Satan another opportunity to hit into your space. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here now? Yes. So that is why we talk about, normally we should, if we were as believers in the new covenant, ordinarily, there would have been no business talking about family patterns. But if you just look at this thing, when I was teaching about soul ties, I explained to us that the way soul ties work is that people are here presently and they had sexual relations. When they had sexual relations, their body felt something. Is that not? Emotionally, they were connected. Is that not? Do you think spirit is not doing anything? Man is tripartite. If something happens to your body and there is an effect in your soul, there is an effect in your spirit. The problem with spirit is that it is not sin. So if the person has a demonic spirit in that sexual relations, you share and partake of it. Are you getting what I'm saying? The person's like burdens becomes your burden. So you see some people, they just come out, they've had multiple partners. So decision is difficult to make. They don't have clarity. They can, if except by divine intervention, they will not be able to make quality decision concerning marriage and life again. Why? Because they have multiple voices speaking to their soul and they have not repented. So it will take genuine repentance and turning to God, then renewing that mind with the word of God again. Then you'll be able to see clear. So there is a way out, but many people don't even engage the way out. Are we getting what I'm trying to say now? So imagine that two people meet, they have relations, and the seed is passed. The seed that is passed into the womb of the woman, does the seed have a body? The child, does he have a soul? And he has a spirit. What formed the spirit of the child? What formed the soul of the child? What formed the body of the child? How come the child grew up and looked like the people that had the sexual relations? How come the child grew up and subconsciously, just growing up, is beginning to take on the nature and the character of those people? Where do they buy character like that? In what market on earth do they buy character? Those are transactions that happen in the spiritual and soul market, where you have sold something and you will get the report. What you ordered versus what you got. That's how it is. And that's why if a human being is, just imagine a human being, you did not bargain for eye problem. You did not bargain for anything. But your father or mother had it. Then it starts happening. Genes pull the trigger. Genes load the gun, rather. We said it's not. That is just a genetic thing. There are some families where the mother is always a worried person. Oh, hey, oh. You just see the girl growing. And before you know it, you need the word of God to say, I will not moralize like this. And the word of God can correct you. Then sometimes as you are growing up, you are seeing the error of your father about to happen in your life. You are seeing the error of your mother about to happen in your life. A young man came to me and he was crying bitterly because of one major thing that he's struggling with. And it's exactly the same thing that killed his father. So he was fighting. And I said, you can't fight the battle like this. You need to know God and hide in him and start his own pattern. You know, I taught us these things already. How many of us were in all those teachings? As soon as you come into Christ, a new pattern. You have now put on Christ. If you don't see, you come into Christ, but you have to put on the Lord Jesus. If you don't put on the Lord Jesus, and you make provision for the flesh, even though you carry a spiritual DNA, because God is jealous, he cannot share what you are carrying with another thing. So wherever you subscribe yourself to, you become slave to that person. Romans chapter 6, he said, but wherever you yield yourself servants to obey, that person's slave you will become. Forget whatever you think you carry. If you yield yourself to flesh, flesh to death. Yield yourself to spirit, spirit to life. It's a principle. Do we understand what I'm saying? I know of families where almost all the first sons, they will be alcoholics. I was talking to a young man some time ago, just seated somewhere, you know, and the guy was saying, he just discovered that the same exact thing that his father started with, it has already touched him. You know, he has started misbehaving already with drugs. And he watched his father. His father told him to buy severally for him. So it was from buying from the father, he knew where they sell and bought for himself. Do we get what I'm trying to say here right now? Yes. Okay, look at some of us. Look at some of us. These things are very simple. Look at some of us who are pastors. Now, it is very simple for me to find myself where I am. Why? Because this is what I saw growing all my life. It is easier for God to call me because the call exists in my bloodline. Abraham, God is a generational God. When God starts something with one generation, he wants to continue. His plan is continuity. He doesn't have to start and break and start and break. Except if there is nobody in that lineage that yields themselves, then they will look for somebody else. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? So go read through the whole of the Bible. You will see that it happens just like that. When God had promised Abraham into Jacob, then when the blessing shifted to the hand of Joseph, Ephraim, Manasseh, he continued like that. And he said the seed will come from David. And eventually we saw Rahab and the rest of them from David and Christ having the throne. God is always transgenerational. So when they're talking about generational, people are saying, forget it. If you read your Bible, generational things are supposed to be positive, but it was corrupted by Satan that took it on the negative path. Do we understand what I'm saying here now? So that answers the first person's question, that the sin is not supposed to affect, but if you yield your lifestyle and you submit to whatever the Father submitted, whatever sat on their head will sit on your head. What role does name really play in designing your life? If I have Christ now, does my family name still affect me? Why should I change, sir? Thank you always. God bless you. Now, why should you change name? Very simple. God came and he changed name for people. If God decided to change name for people and he saw the implication and the power of name, then when his son died, he gave him name. But Jesus himself, he gave him name. He said, wherefore, God has highly exalted him and has given him a name. So when a person is born, they're expected to have a new name. That's why when the white people came to Africa, they like to rename Africans, because some of them knew that the names of these Africans, that means, just imagine every time they call you, they say, Eshudeo. That means you are born again, but every time they call you, they say, Satan has come, oh, it should be, Satan gave birth to this one. Eh? Yeah. Whatever thing. So you know words are powerful. So you are speaking the same negative thing. What does it take you to just decide? Especially if the name has a solid, negative, obviously negative implication. Just go and swear an affidavit and just let them stop calling you rubbish. It's just like saying, is there anything wrong if they are calling me or there, or there, or there? Say, I'm born again, but they call me Mumu. You still like it? Why not just change it? Are you getting what I'm trying to say here right now? Why? Because words are powerful and your name, it resounds everywhere. So when God raised Jesus from the dead, he gave him a name. Are we here together? He met Peter and he saw and he gave him a name. So each time Jesus saw people that needed a new name and a new identity, Saul of Tarsus. Are you getting what I mean? Saul. Then he said, Paul. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So you can see that it's not anything by force. That's why we say pray about it. But if your name is so simple that it does not have any negative implication and you're just changing it, it does not make any sense. And some of us even have good names that is not reflecting in your life. It's true. Some people are innocent, but they're always guilty. I'm telling you the truth. Their name is innocent, but they are always, anytime there's a problem, it's the person. And then the problem is, they're always guilty, 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 guilty. Why? Because sometimes in the spiritual, you need to do the work first. When you settle it in the spiritual first, at a point, you can decide to shift and say, I want to shift from this particular name. But sincerely, every one of us, if you know your family has name, Shongo this, Eshu this, all those names, just, ladies, it's easy for you. If God just help you, you marry a man that has Oluwa to his name or Jesu, you just enter Jesu B. From a Shubi to where? Jesu B. But if you are a man is a foundation. A man is a foundation. And the foundation cannot be messed up. So before you bring in a woman, uproot the foundations of error and let's stand on a new one. Do we understand what I'm saying here right now? Yes. So it's nothing wrong. You can decide to. But if you decide to stay with the old name, I don't know how to explain it all. But sincerely, I will encourage that if you look through the patterns in scripture, names were changed so you can actually do that. I have a brother that doesn't believe God exists. He thinks I am wasting myself, dedicating my life to God. He thinks church is a scam. What can I do? Proof. Your life has to be an evidence and a proof that church is not a scam. When the things that we are teaching and the principles of the scriptures enter your life and you become a witness, it will see that church is not a scam. So it's just you. You have to be the letter that will be read by your brother. One day, when he's hooked in a corner and you say, Jesus, an answer shows up, he will say, please show me that man. So we have to be living witnesses and epistles of the fact. I've served God, family, you know, at the point, somebody in my family mentioned and he said, now I know that you are called by God. I said, wow, seriously, it's not easy as you know. I mean, I've known since. How do you break out of a family character trait of being aggressive and getting angry, irritated easily, while still living in the family? Yes, that one is put on Christ. The fruit of the Spirit is the key to breaking character errors. Love, joy, peace, patience. Then you intentionally present the character error before the Holy Ghost and say, Holy Ghost, break this old me and give birth to a new one. Then you will practice not being aggressive, because love can be practiced. You can't say you love and it's time to express love by giving somebody something or forgiving somebody and you say you will not forgive. No. Then there will be temptation plenty along your line in life to be angry. You will fight by the Spirit and stand by the Holy Ghost and say, I refuse to be angry. When you know what the weakness is, you already have won, because you know what to do, not to fall in there. Do we understand what I'm trying to say here? Yes. So you need to come to that place where you yield to the Holy Spirit, stay with the Word of God. The Word of God cleanses you. Then you embrace the Word of God that has to do with self-control, love, joy, not being irritated easily. You will stay with that Word of God. All manner of temptations will come everywhere, but you will know that this is the weakness in my own family life, and Christ has taken it away by the Spirit that lives inside of me. Do we understand what I'm saying here? Yeah. Which one? Why is it the last one? How do you handle times when you pray and things run through your mind, especially immoral or sexual thoughts? Now listen, the immoral or the sexual thoughts is not the problem yet. The reason is because the thought is not the sin. Embracing the thought and cherishing it is where the problem comes. So when the thought comes, you cast down the imagination. You are a human being. Anything can try to fly into your head. Are we here together now? But you will cast it down. Are there not times where you think of something and you just see somebody standing in front of you and you imagine the person in front of the vehicle and die? Do you always say, oh, yeah, let it happen now? What do you do? Sometimes some devil is telling you somebody around that did so offended you. All of a sudden you are going home and it just came to your mind that the person will see something will just happen, will just die. But because you are a Christian, you say, no, God forbid. I don't want that. Not even for my enemy. God, I don't have that. And God is testing your heart to see whether you will fail the test in your heart. The person offended you. The person did wrong. But God wants you to practice forgiveness from your where? Heart. So as soon as Satan injects the thought that the person will just fail, you say, no. Why should anybody fail? Because of me. The sky is big enough for all of us to fly. And you move on. If your heart is open like that, that is what we call purity of heart. Those kind of people, the Bible says they will see God. Every time you press for an encounter with God, you will meet God. But when your heart is clouded, can't see God. Can't see God. Can't see God. Do we understand what I'm saying here? Yes. So, is it wrong to ever... We are doing, I think relationship, I don't know, relationship will be next week or something. Next week is relationship, Abby, Saturday. So I won't answer relationship questions today. And next week I'll handle it. What's the one you wanted me to answer? I want family-related things. Keep all these questions. When we come to relationship next week, I'll answer them. Is it... The second one. So my mom was raped before secondary school. Secondary. So was I by my uncle. That's the pattern. When I was just 3. More like a family pattern, right? Will it be fair... Now, listen, revenge doesn't solve the problem. How does revenge solve the problem? Your mom was raped. The same spirit targeted you at a particular age, believing that they can repeat the same pattern, and the same thing happened. Now, you have to be intentional with your own upbringing of your children and guard their space. It was an uncle that raped you at your age. That means when your children are growing, you can decide no uncle sleeps in this house. Till this child is 17, you will not visit any uncle's house. It's an intentional way to guard. As you are putting knowledge in the child, before the child gets to know plenty things that you have injected, you will be forming the protection in the place of prayer and intentionally. Are we getting what I'm saying now? You are saying, oh God, let your angels guide. My child cannot repeat the same because the child doesn't know. Then as soon as the child begins to grow, many parents don't share the experiences of the bad things that happen to them with their children. That's why it repeats itself. One of the ways to stop negative pattern is to tell your children what happened to you that was a weakness that should not happen in their life. You know, many parents present themselves to be very perfect. I never ever did anything. I was so wonderful. It's not the right thing. When a child comes of age and it's a good time to talk to the child, you might want to educate the child to know that this kind of thing exists in our family and I don't want it to happen to you. So you have to guard yourself. When somebody tells you about something, it's easier than when you are searching for yourself. True or false? But many parents don't talk. They always play angel before their children. It's quite unfortunate. Do we understand what I'm saying here now? Yes. And I'm not sure that some of the people that I'm watching here, I don't even know whether you want to talk the way you are looking at me like this. So what was the question we're addressing? Revenge. You are a child of God. Forgiveness. Love. Let it go. And start a new order. And say, God, that is the end. It will not happen again. Then intentionality will come in. At the right time, you educate your child. You guard the territory of your children. And you make sure everything works well. Do we understand what I'm saying here? Do negative patterns ever end? What is the sign that it has ended? Pastor Tucci is a sign that one has ended. I'm a sign that things have ended. Many things end. They end. That's why I said deliverance cannot continue all your life. When you become the new order, it has ended. When what killed them cannot kill you, it has ended. When at the age they could not achieve, you have achieved, it has ended. When at the point the thing confronted them, it cannot confront you, it has ended. So patterns end in Christ legally. You hear what I'm saying now? Legally, every pattern ended the day you got born again. But vitally, the pattern ends when you enforce your victory. So you have to enforce the victory. You have to, with knowledge, stand your ground. That's why I said, when you go for one deliverance, another, what they do is that they deal with phase one. They cast out demons. They don't teach people the renewal of their mind. They don't emphasize spiritual growth. They don't emphasize authority of a believer. You know, not by casting out devils now. Authority over your flesh. The same people that go to do deliverance, even prostitutes will wear scarf on their head and say, Oh Lord, I receive money. Money what? God doesn't work by magic. Your lifestyle has to match the new life that you have found. If your lifestyle does not match the new life, you are a hypocrite, you are pretending, and God cannot give a pretender that kind of blessing. The prayer God will hear from that person is, Mercy, Lord, I am coming out. Why? God does not reject the prayer of mercy. But if you want God to prosper iniquity, he will not. Let's not deceive ourselves. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Yes. It's practical truth. So you need to understand it. How does one break generational marital delay and separation that runs in both families? I mean, from father and mother's side. You can be the beginning of all that. What causes the delay? Some of them have high temper issues, anger issues. Some of them don't talk to men very well. They are very stubborn and hard. They don't believe in submission or respect. That is the auntie that is trying to counsel you. When your fiancé came out, and everybody, that auntie now say, Bobo is in buying sorrow. Oma tied down. He's not married. He has left his marriage. The other mother has left marriage. Say, is that a good example? So you should know that those people cannot mentor you. They can't train you. You need to look for people who understand submission and hear from them. You hear from the wise and those who have results, not from those who are speaking from their pain and they have not healed. If somebody counsels you from pain and they have not healed, you are finished. Because all their pain will be what they will be displaying to you. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's why I've said it over and again. Some people do not qualify to give counsel to some children. They don't. Not because you are mocking them. In their days, they made mistakes. They didn't have enough. But some are not even willing to change. Some have now formed a strong mental stronghold, heavy, that they have believed that all men are useless. If your mother believes all men are useless, you think your fiancé will stand in front of her and she sees him as useful? Forget it. He's useless too. She will just be looking at herself. That is what in Raburuku, I don't know now. They have thought wickedness on you already because she does not believe. She didn't even agree that your marriage will work by faith because her own did not work. Her sister's own did not work. So you are now entering in her mind. And those are wicked projections. They are not intentional. Not because she wants to do it, but because a mindset has been formed. That's why you must block every wrong mind. So even if they be like, you say, no, not me. If you can block a word, you can also secure your space and say every negative thought, may it rot in the heart of whoever is thinking it. It can never be executed in my life. Are we here together now? So I'm going to take to us one and I'll leave this. Which one are we taking? Why do some children in families seem to do things negatively, which doesn't align with what has ever happened in their family? Influence, peer pressure. Another way you can start, you can be the beginning of a pattern. That is life. There might be a pattern that doesn't exist in the family, and everybody has been very nice, but this person decides to be the pattern, a negative one. If you start a negative pattern, your children will follow the pattern because they will carry your own DNA. And you get what I'm trying to say now? So you must understand that this pattern in Christ has to be established. Stay on it. What I'm about to teach today, stay on it. Don't let it shift. When you get it right, you'll discover that, and you put your children into the covenant of blessing so that when they're about to go wrong, that covenant will search them out and bring them. There are some people you think are going wrong today, and they came from good homes. I can almost tell you that chances are they will come back home. If they were dedicated to an altar, and their parents have spoken some things, and God, they keep praying about them, God will answer the prayer. Just that some people die in the midst of their error. But some people, while they are about to die, they will repent. But some people eventually repent. The mercy level that individuals far differ based on their negotiation with God. Are you getting what I'm saying? And God's purpose over their life. For instance, if you wanted to kill Apostle Paul, he will not die. All your prayer will not work. Because God says he's a chosen vessel unto me. So all the time the church was praying, Father, let Paul die. Paul die. The angels are saying, we cannot keep Paul. Why? There's mark on Paul. God needs Paul. Are you getting what I'm saying? So some people you consider bad today, you'll be shocked at what they are supposed to become. So don't write off anybody. Are we getting what I'm saying here now? Yes. So all the questions of relationship, I reserve them for next week. I'll talk about them. And let's build on this. Building positive family patterns and transferring generational blessings. Holy Spirit, we ask for wisdom, insight, light. Guide our hearts into this truth. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, the essence of this teaching is to awaken individuals and families to the responsibility of intentionally building family patterns, godly family patterns. Intentionally building godly family patterns, passing them down to another generation, confronting societal breakdown and saying that we are establishing a new leadership order. It can start with me. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? I told you that you are under a family and you can be under a pattern. The day you become an adult, you are now the background. Your parents are the background until you became an adult. The day you became an adult, you became the what? The background. So when they say, don't let your background put your back on the ground, when you are small, it works. But now that you are an adult, you are the background. So if your back is on the ground, it's you. Because you can now make decisions. Even the government permits that when you make mistakes, we will cancel you. So it shows that if governments, human governments, can take responsibility and say that at a particular age, if you do a particular thing, we will hold you responsible. The same way, as you begin to grow and become an adult, you are now the background. That's why a person can start a negative pattern, because it's the background. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? Yes. So the Bible says in Joel chapter 1 verse 3, it says, tell it to your children and let your children tell their children and their children tell the next generation. Look at it now. Tell your children of it and let your children tell their children and their children tell another generation. In other words, God is saying, when something happens, I want it to be transferred. In those days, the Jewish people usually transfer things by oral tradition. So they will sit their children and tell their children of the goodness of God. Tell their children of the favor of God. Tell their children of the testimonies. That's why Gideon was saying, where were the miracles that our fathers told us of? Where were the good things that our fathers told us that God did? We were not there, but they told us. So by oral tradition, they had transferred a legacy. They had transferred the promises. They had transferred the good news and the good things that God did in their lives. So it is also a way of building a solid pattern, learning to tell stories to your children. I will get there and explain more about it later. In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22a, I'm teaching today, so just follow me. I'm trying to just help myself. Just follow me. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. In other words, the sign that you are a good man is not just that you left inheritance for your children, but for your grandchildren. That means you are not supposed to be entitled to what your parents left. It is for your grandchildren. Your parents left an inheritance. They left money. They left a house. Your father is a good man because he left an inheritance, not just for his children alone, but it can affect the grandchildren. So you too need to take responsibility to do something that immediately, my responsibility to my children is to help them become something. Then to my grandchildren, while my children are trying to become, I'll be supporting the grand. You don't understand how that makes work. Because the children will have a stage of their life where they are building. But in Africa, the way it happens is that when the parents have raised a child, that child is their gratuity. You must, if you don't give me this, I will cost you where you do. If you know that people, they take care of their mind. No. The way it's supposed to be is that when you train a child, you are not going to train for just one generation. You will accumulate and experience the blessings of God that can help the next generation. When that child is just rising, trying to train his own, you will be supporting that child's own. You know, they are trying to build their own life. So you'll be a support to the grandchildren so that the life of the children will be easy to build something. So when they build, are you going to say now? So I built, look at it now. I built this man. Then this man has given birth to a child. I will keep an inheritance that will affect his children because I know he has a season of life where he's supposed to be building. Pending when he is building, I can cover the grandchildren until he arrives. Does it make him entitled and lazy? No, because he's also supposed to build for generations. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here? Yes. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15b, I'm giving you all my anchor text. He said, as for me and my house, we will do what? Serve the Lord. So just as negative family patterns can be inherited, such as divorce, immorality, addiction, positive godly family patterns can be established and passed down from one generation to another generation. Patterns are spiritual highways, whether they are destructive or they are the ones that are legacy. A pattern can be positive, a pattern can be what? Negative. But today, I want to focus on positive patterns. And everybody, please pay attention because something is about to shift in your life that will affect a whole generation and bring you to the seat of the blessing in the name of Jesus. So you are either repeating dysfunction or replicating function. It's either repeating dysfunction or you are replicating function. That means you are either giving birth to something that is wrong, because wrong was given to you, you gave birth to wrong. Or wrong was given to me, I ended wrong, and I'm giving birth to right. Some people always believe that, it's not my fault, that's what my parents did. I come back, that is irresponsibility. Because time comes where you need to take responsibility for your life. Because if your parents had the kind of exposure you had, if they had the kind of teachings you had, if many of them sat under the atmosphere, carefully taught by teaching priests, the chances are they will not make the same mistake. Woe to the generation that has teachers, guidance, mentors, apostles, prophets, and still make the same mistake. Woe to that generation. Woe to that generation. So the mandate to build a godly pattern is now on you. If you or your family member have encountered God, for instance, your parents encountered God, but some of them don't know how to transfer the legacy to another generation. It ends with them. And there are many powerful people in scripture like that. Do you know that as powerful as Prophet Samuel, he did not transfer any legacy to his children? Samuel didn't have children to stand. The Bible says the children of Samuel, they were worked out on everything. Samuel that saw what happened to Eli. Samuel with his eyes saw the way Eli died. He saw how Ophni and Phinehas misbehaved. Yet, Samuel did not learn a lesson to guide his own family. Each time I read the Bible, fear grips me when I see that. I say, how can somebody be in the school where you learned how Prophet Eli died? You were the one that they started giving the phone to receive when he could not receive the call again. Even when he knew the voice of the master said, I will not talk to you. You know what happened to Eli and Samuel? It's just like the phone is ringing, God is calling, and Eli picks it, and God keeps quiet. Eli takes his phone and puts it in the ear of Samuel, and God starts talking. Eli puts it again, God keeps quiet. He puts it in the ear of Samuel, God starts talking. So Samuel needed to feed Eli with information from his own phone. You don't get what I'm saying? The call still came so that Samuel heard the call, meaning that it's like I'm dialing your line, but I don't want to talk to you. May you not come to the point in life where God is no longer interested in discussing with you. I pray for everyone, may it not be heard that God can no longer discuss his agenda and purposes with you again. In the name of Jesus. So Samuel will pick the Eli will pick the call, but God will say no discussion. Give it to Samuel. Samuel will pick and will be hearing everything God is saying. Then Samuel started feeding Eli with information. Then the same Samuel trained his own children and did not have one that could stand as a prophet over Israel. It was a shameful sin, very shameful sin. It shows that a godly legacy was given to you does not mean that you will give another person a godly legacy. But you have to intentionally make up your mind that I will give a godly legacy. I will not transfer dysfunction. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, by the Spirit of God, you will not transfer dysfunction. I say you will not transfer dysfunction. In the mighty name of Jesus, every negativity that exists in your bloodline and family, as Christ has been established in your heart, it has ended with you in the name of Jesus. So if you have found God and encountered God, you must make sure that goodness, that blessing, that favor does not end with you. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 to 7, the Bible says, "These words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children." There's a way to transfer the legacy of the blessing. You shall teach them diligently to your word, to your children. God is not looking for people that will raise rich children alone. He's looking for people that can raise children that can be rich in righteousness and rich in holiness. Children that can be rich in the wealth and the values of the kingdom. Because many times, many parents, how many of us are parents here? Can you raise your hand so that I can be seeing all the parents? Please, all the parents, raise your hand. I want to be seeing you. Yes. Yes, so that I can know what I'm discussing. Many times, it is quite unfortunate that many of our parents are not even aware that they are not doing the things that they ought to do. They are not. They will buy books for children to go to school. Many of you knew Ugosi Ugo. Many of you bought comprehensive this. Many of you bought that. When they say they are buying Bible, it's to them as if it's a heartache. When they say they are doing spiritual things, it's to them as if it's a heartache. They did not know that they were transferring educational legacy. But education alone cannot sustain the destiny of a child. The child will need God. They didn't transfer God to the children. They gave them school, but they didn't give them God. And by the time the child has learned, you know what it means to have an educated wizard. You are finished. Part of the people that fight the gospel today, educated people. With a level of intelligence and proficiency, if God is lacking in the head of an educated person, it's a very dangerous weapon in the hand of Satan. Because that same person will carry scripture, dissect it into all manner of things, and will be interpreting it according to their desire, and tell you that God doesn't exist. That's rubbish you're talking. Why? They were not introduced to God. They were introduced to school. Are we here together? So parental negligence and the societal consequences. Many of today's vices that we see everywhere can be traced back to parents neglecting their children, lack of spiritual guidance and discipline. For instance, teenage pregnancy. When the girl was jumping up and down and going everywhere, was the mother seeing it? What did she do? Why did Eli die with his neck hitting the ground? He said, "You saw Ophelia and Phineas. You just kept saying what you are doing wrong. You didn't discipline them. Discipline them." There's a place of intentional discipline that can shape the life of a child. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Those days when you have the presence of a father, and every man must listen to this, every man, whether you are married or not, there is something about the presence of a father in the house that can shift the atmosphere in the room. Because when a man stands, it's an authoritative representation of God that is standing in the house. It is order that is standing there. It is a voice that is standing there. When men lose their place and say, "Yeah, Ilumashe, let the women handle it," you have given a woman the responsibility that is practically almost impossible for her to bear. And that's why you that want to marry, you better marry a man that can give your children God. Marry a man that can give your children God. Any man that cannot give your children God is a wasted effort. You have trained for, you have helped Satan. You are helping Satan. Am I talking sense to somebody here? So you see that at the end of the day, teenage pregnancy, these girls are there. And they're just, these days they will come back to the house and everything is so normal. Before, as you're about to open your leg, when you see the image of your father, you say, "Wait, I beg, don't kill me before my time. Don't kill me before my time." Because you know that if you go back, there is, of course, it is kind of fear. But you see, it brought you under control. They didn't handle it completely well, but at least their presence was a sign that there is order in this space. I can go on and give you statistics of many times. Statistics have shown that most teenage pregnancies are from the families where they have absent fathers. And that's why everybody has to listen. We cannot just be praying and say, "Lord, I receive generational this." You can intentionally repeat something negative without knowledge. Because knowledge is what? Power. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. If you get what I am saying here today, you can be sure that no devil can cross the space of my family. And I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. The tenor of Satan over your family has expired in the name of Jesus. Campus cultism. Boys are becoming terrible cultists everywhere. Parents cannot talk to their boys again. Why? Because fathers have not learned the two methods of communicating with boys. There's a unique way to communicate with boys. The first is your disciplined energy. The second is your soft voice of hope, assurance, consolation, and letting him know that I am with you through thick and thin. If a boy does not get the voice of assurance and praises and support, no matter how, if you are hard on him, you are hard, he will be hard and he will be worse. Many fathers don't know it. So when many of our fathers were training their boys, they were so hard. And the boy said, she'll be hard, I will be hard. I will be hard too. Hard for hard. Are you getting what I'm saying here? That's why it is. So we have that. Today, we have all manner of vices everywhere. Cyberbullying, online sexual perversion, gender confusion, and identity crisis, drug and substance abuse. If the father is holding one, how can you tell your boy not to hold? The father is pursuing a girl in the streets, and the girl, the woman in the streets, and your son is pursuing the daughter. It's one do one. Why are you disturbing anybody? You do your own, I do my own. That's where the problem comes. That's where the error comes. Because every time you fail to realize that children always model things. They watch and they model. They watch and they model. And they will play back exactly. Apart from the ones that are locked up in your gene, that they have natural tendencies to do. You still show them physical one again. It's wickedness. Sexual exploitation and promiscuity. Disregard for authority, law, and even God. A child comes and he tells the father how he disregarded authority, and the father supported it. The father would have said no. Or the mother would have said, no, that's wrong. You don't talk to an authority like that. You don't talk to somebody that is beyond you like that. You don't talk to somebody that is older than you like that. You don't talk to somebody. And they will be learning and intentionally cultivating values. But when you leave it, and you think that, yes, that's okay, tomorrow, that child will raise his own hand on you too. And you'll be shocked. Why? He needs to learn, or she needs to learn, how that they talk to authority with a level of respect and honor. A girl speaks anyhow to the neighbor in the compound, and the mother says, yes, talk. No, you call her and say, we don't talk like that here. You see, we don't have the same behavior. We are not of the same tribe. We are people of peace and love. We will choke them with love and peace. And the child is already learning love and peace. But by the time they're about to fight, the mother will stand here, the daughter will stand here, this one will tie up her, and they'll be doing it together. When they come back to the house, they'll be laughing. Ah! More far away. The day they fight in their house, that is how everybody will be far away. That's how all of them will draw their own hair. After, they'll be looking for Satan to blame. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here? What you fail to confront, you have endorsed. So every time you see something you are not comfortable with, you confront it and say, no, this is not the right thing. Let's sit down and re-strategize. Our own family values differ from that one. We cannot be like that. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Yes. So they are not just the fault of the devil or peer pressure. Many of these things I mentioned, even internet frauding that you see people doing everywhere today. You don't joke with that. The reason many boys have audacity to fraud all manner of people everywhere is that the mother, when he builds the house, the mother came to live inside the house. You know that you can't tell where your son is getting money from. Then the boy gets money. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Then he says that he has just gotten a house. How old are you? He's maybe 20 or 21. No genuine business, or 22. And he just got a house. And you look at the house, it's a mansion. And you say, what do you do? He say, mommy, no worry. They say, just they chop money, life don't come. Then you park and enter the house. And you live comfortably. You are going around the kitchen. What's water supposed to pour you? Because you're about to roast the destiny of that boy. If somebody tells the boy that no matter what you achieve in this life, we will never come near you. We rather die in poverty than to lose the family honor. He will start rethinking. What is the use of this, my money? What is the use of everything I'm doing? All my family members are not going to be part of it. I will come back to the dignity of labor and walk my way to victory. Your daughter is attached to a particular guy and you can't explain what he's doing. I'm showing you how the corruption has eaten everywhere. Then you can't explain what the boy is doing. And because the guy can say, my son, you don't come. Who's your son? Who's your son? It makes no sense. The girl cannot explain. Ask the girl. Many girls, especially if you're a girl, you cannot practically explain what a guy does. And you confidently want to marry him. You are finished. You must be able to explain what this person does and say, this is what he does. This is what he does. Some can even lie to you and you say, no, I want to know. I need to know. Because if I'm not sure of what you are doing, I am not safe. My children are not safe. My future is not safe. What if somebody comes the next morning and the person you thought was your husband, they pick him and put him in jail for 50 years, 30 years for a crime? You now become a semi-widow. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? My preaching will not get you excited today. My preaching is to build a destiny. For those who really desire that, they want a destiny, a good life. They want quality. May this teaching enter you and reshape your destiny in the name of Jesus. Do you know how many boys? I checked on the internet the other day and they were showing many guys that are front stars, how they started, how their life ended. They gave up a picture of 20 of them, popular guys. And I said, some of these people, their parents wasted them because their mother endorsed it. Their father got phone that he cannot, it does not, it was only touchlights, he knows how to use. They now gave him my phone, 16. He now carried this. Where is A? Where is B? And he said, where did you get the boy? Say, don't worry. Somebody sleeps from morning to night, he wakes up and just says, you cannot explain. No. He must be able to probe. And say, if you don't tell me the truth, I'm not standing with you. I'm not standing with you. And let God see your heart and begin to honor your generation. Many boys are wasted like that because their parents were not paying attention. Did I tell you about the young man that started growing horn on his head because they went to Jebuodi? When the boy was going, some of you don't even know. Some parents, maybe some of them will hear me online. Carry the bag of your boys. Go to their house and carry their bag. You will see what some of them have in their bags. Some of them have cowries. Some of them have tail of one thing or the other. Some of them have strange rope, padlock, hormonal things. Locked up inside. And you are in the same house. You don't even know. But something is coming out of that child. You are not asking questions. There's an error somewhere. Solomon said, I have seen an error under the face of the sun. That is an error. Are you angry with me? My assignment is to save a generation. So I have to say this. Signs that your parents or your elder siblings have failed and are failing in their role. Number one, if you have a parent or an elder sibling that is here, you are number one or number two, and you have maybe anybody under you, you are an elder sibling. Sign that you are failing. Number one, you find it hard to correct when you obviously see them doing wrong. Everything is going wrong. They wear half naked clothes and you say, wow, snake queen. Suffer you. That's what you're saying to that your younger sister that is going out. And she's going like that. Slay queen until they slay her. It shows that you are very wrong, elder brother or elder sister. Very wrong. You are very wrong. And if it's a parent, oh, that is worse. He said, talk. They don't hear. Continue to talk. God is justifying your talk. God is honoring your talk. Continue to talk and pray. Continue to talk and pray. Continue to talk and pray. And see how God will bring them out and plant them on a solid foundation. And you will have generational blessings. That will be somebody's portion in the name of Jesus. The reason why many young men are not accountable in their marriage. A guy goes out and the wife is saying, babe, where are you coming from? He said, why are you disturbing my life? Even in my father's house, nobody asked me that kind of question. Yes, because when he left and came back by 10, the father saw him and just parted ways. The mother saw him and moved face. There's another brother that saw that guy too and moved face. Then he got married. How dare you, a woman, now ask him where he's coming from? So he has started learning not to be accountable because the system and the structure in home did not teach him accountability. So coming into his own house now, everybody should be able to do whatever they like. That kind of boy, will he have audacity to tell his own son or his daughter, where are you going to? Accountability has been ripped off his life. So he's a lawless person. May we not have such in our lives in the name of Jesus. Number two, they ignore bad company. You hang around people that are doing terrible things, ungodly behavior, and your brother is not saying anything. Your sister is not saying anything. Your parents are not saying anything. Let me tell you, if your parents are not saying anything and they leave you, you better help your life. Hello? Every person hear me. Are you hear what I'm saying? You go out, you come back the next morning, and your mom says, welcome. She didn't ask where you are coming from. You better help your life. That freedom is freedom to die. Anybody that has guardrails and boundaries, your destiny is secured. If there is a building without, just imagine here now. This is just a small altar. Imagine a 40-story building and there's no guardrail. No, nothing. And you say you are free. You are not free. Whoever left that place without a guardrail has planned to destroy your life. So by yourself, you see no guardrail, you go and look for one and put it there. That even if nobody is giving me guidance, God, I have learned from my pastor, I will give myself guidance. Do you know how many people have hung around? One happened here the other day in school. The girl went to hang around with some people and smoked something she did not know and lost her identity, lost herself, and became a vegetable. Yes, now, because HIV is freedom. It's freedom you want. You get freedom. That's where the family scatters. That's where many things go wrong. If they give you, if you get, if you are totally free in your family space, you are from a dysfunctional family. If your father never calls to check what is happening around your space, you are from a dysfunctional family. If you go out and come back naked, half naked, you are wearing skimpy skimpo, and nobody's saying anything, your family has error. Somebody say error. Yes. And you have the mandate to decide whether you want to correct it. And sometimes the reason why they cannot talk is what they get when you come back. By the time you come back, I say, Mommy, how far now? He say, hey, welcome. And they will not be doing, the girl will not be doing for the mother. The mother will say, small, 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 small. She will just bring something and drop for her. Say, wait till this. Now, wow. Where you carry all this one come from? Mommy, the chop. See, they ask question. Your assignment is not to be the friend of your children alone. Parenting is not just friendship. Parenting is friendship at a high level that comes with a level of discipline and correction. Your friends that cannot correct you, they are wicked friends. A parent that is friendly to a child, some parents are very friendly to their children, to a fault. They are friendly to what? To a fault. So friendly that they cannot confront them again. That's not parenting. They have those kind of friends. You are a different kind of friend. You are a friend with discipline. You are a friend with correction. All young people listening to me, I am putting something inside of you that in 2 years, some of you now in 2 years, 3 years, you'll start carrying wine to your family house. Disturbing everybody. I've seen flower in the house. We better put the flower and let it be looking very good. It will not scatter in Jesus' name. Number three, they say nothing when you sleep over an opposite sex house. That's very terrible already. Parents must at least speak. God said to Elijah, warn them or their blood will be upon your head. Eli failed because he did not restrain his sons. That's where he failed. Number four, they benefit from ungodly wealth. I've talked about that. Number five, they introduce children to strange altars and charms. So they say, there's this place you need to see something. If your parents are taking you anywhere where they are giving you anything, one strange prophet, they say they see this, they say they see that. Your parents are so spiritually blind, they cannot see for themselves. My parents never took us to anywhere to look for anything. I have never gone to anybody, and I don't need anybody to look for anything for me. And I've been growing in God and growing in grace, and everybody is growing. Your parents are lazy spiritually if they are carrying you to strange altars and strange prophets. Your parents are lazy spiritually, and you too are a lazy person if you cannot stand your ground and know God by yourself. In that laziness, they will not introduce you. There are about three times now I have had different girls come and share with me in the history of this church how the pastor that slept with her mother slept with her. I'm telling you now, I can't. What am I going to be benefiting if I tell you anything? One of the girls, they begged her to come to our fellowship many years ago. When she eventually encountered me, she looked at me. She said, and they've been telling me to come to this fellowship many times. When we're on campus, I said, why didn't you come? She said, there's this thing I have with pastors. I just feel irritated by them. She said, but they keep telling me that this pastor will tell the truth. And I just come. So she eventually came and she saw me. Then while I was talking and asking questions, she now said, the problem is this. That somewhere around the Anupaja, the man that slept with her father and mother slept with her again. So how will I believe anything you people are saying? I said, don't say you people. Immediately, I said, don't say you people. Immediately, trust me now. I said, don't say you people. He said, you might be different. I said, I'm very different. The molestation of some people started with the false prophets that they introduced them to. Some boys learned how to go to strange altars because their father brought something in the house and said, take, just drink. This one is just protection. Go, they keep you. You are thinking you are protecting a child. Forget it. Every protection is in God. You have to look for God and hand over to God to your children. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Some people come to churches that are sound like this. They teach the word of God. They pray fervently and everything. Yet, if they don't see somebody that tells them you are wearing a red bra with a purple part, they will never be happy. They don't have until they give them blue soap, brown soap, green candle, and purple. They will never be happy. You know what that means? It means that you are looking for people that will feed your itching ear. If you are a son or a daughter, and you come to a place where you are hearing the word of God and praying like this, and one Tuesday, Thursday, your mother holds your hand and says, let us go. Say, I'm not going. Go alone. Go alone. I am building a legacy on the word of God. Because all this drama will end. The word of God will abide. Why are we talking about patterns? It's because people don't read the Bible. They don't know the word of God. People don't know about the word of God. Many don't know anything. If I open this Bible and I show you this, you see that many people don't know jack. Most of the places, they all stood up, say, come now. Oh yeah, start praying. Father, Father, everything. When Pastor Twiggy finished teaching you before he started praying, is that not? Didn't you hear the teaching by yourself? Every time you come here, don't you hear the teaching by yourself? The teaching of the word has to precede prayer. Any prayer that is not backed by a fireful word has no basis to expire. You have to know the word of God. He said, I'm giving you, he said, I commit you to God and the word of his grace that is able to build you up and give you inheritance among those who are satisfied. Prayer does not give you inheritance. The word of God gives you inheritance. So most of those things, they just do it everyhow, and people are just jumping up and down. And before you know it, they are molested, they are abused. In the name of finding God, they turn their family into a strange altar. It will never be our portion in the name of Jesus. They ignore spiritual health of the family. The home has no prayers. They don't know church. Those days, if you don't come to church, my daddy will know now. We have our seat. Pastor, children, you have your seat. You're supposed to sit here. So when my daddy is preaching, he's already looking at you. He's already looking at you. And that's the truth. Very soon, the children have to be sitting in front. Yes, because Satan is always after pastor's children. This generation, can't you see that the people, all of us crushing the head of Satan, we are pastor's children. You have not noticed it now. You better raise correct generation. Lawrence Oyo's father was one of the deadliest deliverance ministers in town. Deadliest in Ibadan. Very deadly. Dealt with demons badly. Badly. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? Call the names of all. I will mention five of them and I will show you all of them had a legacy. Why? They are carrying generational mantle. Then somebody wants to carry generational torment and give their children. You will not give your children strange things. Why? Because a time came and they were complaining about pastor's children every time. Complain, complain. A generation came and it shifted. And God said, let me compensate the priesthood a little bit. And he started compensating the priesthood. And you begin to see pastor's son rising. Their pastor's son, Daniel Lawande, is pastor's son. What mention all of them? Pastor Gideon, pastor's son. Christ Oyakilome, his father, the name of the church was Oyakilome's Temple. Yes, Assemblies of God Church, Oyakilome Temple. Because God needed to compensate. The generation that will raise a godly seed will never suffer pain and shame. But those that are looking for shortcuts, see, when the corner is hard, Satan will come and ask for everything you collected from him. It will never be a portion in the name of Jesus. Families where they fight and insult each other in public is a dysfunctional home. Children grow up learning conflict, learning contamination. Everything is so hard and bad. They normalize adultery and fornication. The father and mother are arguing, and the father is saying, "You won't call, eh? Hey, you don't want this street here, call it was last time, and the daughter is hearing it, and the daughter is wondering this. I say, hey, you know more, must suck yourself. Then the mother will reply, younger, my last time, someone eat bum or wabi by, she telling her, more, you know, you as they are saying it, they think that they are fighting. They don't know that they are fighting a generation. They don't know that they are corrupting a seed. They don't know that they are destroying other generations. Why? Those children bottle those things, and it sinks inside their system. Every time parents fight, you have to go and fight inside your room. Settle yourself in your room. Make sure everything is done in the corner. It is not in the place of children to see those negative things. Negative satanic patterns are built, right? Satan is the captain around that family. Do you know that any family where they fight, Satan is the headmaster, he's the referee there. Satan is the one. And you know, when Satan is your referee, the fight doesn't end. No, they will kill somebody, the fight will not end. If Satan is the referee of a battle, as you hit, you say, hit more, hit more, hit more, hit more. You know, get down, where. Stay 2 more days without talking. 1 week. 1 week is small. Do 1 month. Satan is the referee. You must bind every Satan and cast him out of your space. Any devil that is tormenting any family under the sound of my voice, I declare your tunnel expires in the name of Jesus. Some people know how to slap a woman because they have seen it happen severally. That is lecture without school fees. Lecture. So you are hearing me right now, especially young people. Never. See, if you have a bad, if you come from a dysfunctional home, It is an abomination for dysfunction to come out from you again after hearing the truth. If you didn't hear the truth, it's okay. But if you hear the truth, you cannot hear the kind of things I say and allow dysfunction. I tell you the truth. Every man knows his calling and every man knows his space. I secure the family space. I try to guard the territory of homes. I try to guard the future of people so that they don't allow Satan to penetrate. And for you, no devil will penetrate in the name of Jesus. They compare their children destructively. They compare. Somebody comes with one, when they already bought the motor, what's the problem with that? If what I'm doing now is not going to buy the car, let me continue. Encourage me with what I'm doing. Say, don't worry. Come, kneel down. Let me bless you. How many of us have you, your father really put hand on your head to bless you? It's always difficult for men, and they don't know what they carry. Every man, listen to me, you carry the blessing. The Bible says that Abraham was tithing and Levi was inside his loins tithing. That means if Abraham was cursing, Levi was inside his loin cursing. If Abraham was committing adultery, Levi would be inside his loin committing adultery. Why? If something can be positive, it can also be what? Negative. So you need to watch what you do as a man because you are a carrier of the seed. Every man say, I hear you. Whatever seed you drop in the woman, it is for her to reproduce it. It is difficult to drop a bad seed, even on a good soil, it might not produce. That's a mystery I'll reveal another time. Then finally, if your family is into outsourcing parenting completely to school and church, there is error. Every time they come and say, teacher, make you help me train this my children. No, this pikin don't pass my power. How dare a parent say the pikin don't pass my power and tell the teacher, to help you train. Do you know the background of the teacher? Do you know the error of the teacher? Do you know the mistake of the teacher? Do you know where the teacher is even coming from? And say, help me train. Imagine you're telling a male uncle, that is 27 years, 28 years, and you're giving him a girl that is teaching 18 years. And say, this girl don't spoil, finish. Anything we have to do with her, making her help us do. You are finished. You just gave a license. And just imagine that the guy's head is not correct. You just say, it don't spoil, finish. Let me add my own spoil. Spoil plus spoil, spoiling. That's why no matter how bad your children are, look for the right people to tell them their mistakes, not the wrong person. If the wrong person hears, they will leverage on the weakness of the child. If the right person hears, they will fight to help. And when they are fighting to help, don't stay back. Support. Watch. The girl is coming back and say, I just went and he was counseling me. I said, what did he tell you? Wow, I hope he helped you. Wow, you read the person you go. Well, my daughter said she came. Well, thank you very much. If I'm thanking you and you're destroying my seed, I will be praying for you. Whatever you do to my children, may they do it to your children. In the name of Jesus. As I'm saying, Jesus, you need to know how to play the game. Whatever you do, may God recompense you 10 times. In the name of Jesus. Man of God, may you prosper 10 times with what you do. Your children will reap it. They will say, amen. Because if you had prayed some prayers like that for some people, they will behave themselves. But some people are very loose, misbehaving everywhere. Don't outsource parenting to school. Don't outsource it to church. Church has a lot to do and we are doing it. We must do the work and help. But it is not the primary responsibility of school and church first. Family is the first church. When you bring them to church, how many hours do they stay in service? 2 hours. 2 hours. 2.5 hours. Am I making sense here now? They stay and they are gone. School, where they stay even longer time, you now put the responsibility to a bad. That's why the school you train your children in matters a lot. Many of us know that it was in the bathroom of the school or the toilet that they deflowered some people. It was at the back of the corner. Why? Because the kind of school you put people matter a lot. God will give us wisdom in the name of Jesus. Are you being blessed by this teaching? This one is 20 days of glory, wisdom reloaded. So just listen. So if your parents or guardians have failed or they are failing or your siblings are not correcting you, number one, don't become bitter. Become a better person. So it's your responsibility now to tell yourself that, man, I will not, they are not doing it. Nobody is guiding me. Nobody is even calling me to say, what are you doing? I'm staying in the guy's house 2 days. I've not come back. And nobody is even asking why I'm doing it. Do they want to kill me? That's how you should be thinking. You left school and you are living with a guy. No, you don't understand. You are living, you are cooking, you are eating. Like husband and wife have regular sexual, you are having it. Ayana Meneto. You need, Bila Kusa Kavaya.
I've heard some people say, I don't have anywhere to stay, sir. It's not my fault. You will not understand. Poverty is a bastard, but poverty is not stupidity. Poverty is not foolishness. Are you getting what I'm saying here? I know people who had nowhere and they begged and they squatted with somebody just to secure their future. Do you know how many I have seen with my naked eyes? I've been around for a while. After they have stayed together like that on campus, covered the glory of the girl, no other guy saw her. She left and the stench of immorality followed her. NYSC, nobody. Married nobody. Throughout her life, nobody. She now expired. Many ladies have expired like that because sometimes the spirit that you interact with, that is not sexual sin. That is not sin. That is living in the abyss of the practice of evil. Don't. Look for that. You say, I don't like girls. Girls talk too much. Look for girls. Your fellow girls will attack you, and it's a good attack. It's training you. Say, I like to stay around guys. Guys are enjoying it because they are benefiting something. They're not talking. Who will talk? If I know that I'm going to get something to eat in the evening, will I talk? If you like, turn your head upside down. Say, babe, you know you're a nice girl. Don't worry about what they're saying. I'm here for you. Am I communicating, church? Yes. So don't continue dysfunction. Confront it and start afresh. Write it down. Confront it and start afresh. If some of the things that I mentioned now is present, confront it and do what? Start afresh. If you have friends around you and you are doing bad things, your friends are not talking to you. They are very bad people. Don't deceive yourself. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. The kind of friends that you keep around you, they should be the ones that when you do something, they'll say, babe, this is a very wrong act. Say, no, don't tell me that. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. I'm not going to be your friend. Say, no problem. Friendship is not by force. I will politely tell you the truth. If you don't want to do it, so that you don't even corrupt me. Because staying around somebody that has that kind of character indirectly is corrupting you. I hope you're aware. You stay around somebody that insults every guy, insults every lady. You stay around somebody that talks anyhow. You don't know that indirectly you are being corrupted. One day, somebody will just step on your toes a little. You just see the transfer of that anointing. The grace will be upon you. You manifest. Number three, know God for yourself. If your parents or guardians or siblings have failed, number one, I said, don't become bitter. Become better. Number two, don't continue dysfunction. Confront it and start afresh. Number three, know God for yourself. Yes. Know God for yourself. What they call freedom is bondage. Today's culture tells you to live anyhow you like. That as soon as you are an adult, nobody can tell you anything. Listen, freedom without direction is slavery in disguise. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Many who despise correction in their youth, now they are praying for deliverance in their marriage. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Many people who despise correction in their youth. Every young person, listen to me. If they correct you and you refuse now, whatever they are correcting you for now that you refuse, the testing ground is in the marriage. If now they are telling you that this character of stubbornness, arrogance, quick temper, Sade, Oti, Oti, Poju, Kino Poju, my papa, so very enjoy, you know, nonsense, you know, nonsense, this place, me like, anybody want, people, bang, want that. You will mistakenly say it one day to a man that does not have the screw properly fixed. Then it will show you the sign of, you know, there's a slap people receive. You see star for 2 days. Do you know that there are some people today, as I speak, some ladies today, they are suffering partial deafness. It's boyfriend and girlfriend. I hope you still like this, Pastor. You have to. My assignment is to secure the future. Yes. Pride that you refuse to kill now will kill your peace later in the future. So kill that pride. When children lose discipline, they lose their future. When young people lose discipline, they lose their future. So parents, always guide your children. Discipline them in correction and in love. Tell them, no. Then he say, no, listen, my soul departs from your evil, wicked way. Look at what Jacob told Levi and Simon. He said, my soul will never stay with your anger. In your anger, you killed a man. My soul departs from your counsel. In other words, I said before God, and I did not endorse what you have done. And God will record it and say, that's a father. That's the father. They are now big men. You can't flog them, but you have told them the truth. You know, there are times you can't flog a man, you know. There are some boys that in your house, if you carry clean to flog the boy, they look at you like this. Fear will even grip because he's looking, you don't know, he's looking times two of you. But when you have a word that is strong, no matter how big he is, when he remembers his father's words, you say, no, I can't behave like that. Are we getting what I'm saying here? Number two, area of financial discipline. They are telling you now, save, budget, avoid going to hang in Niger bet rooms. You are going from one Niger bet to another. Stop playing the kalo kalo. Jenkins around, guys, still want me. Now, sometimes you'll be shocked to know that the choir master is even playing kalo kalo now. Many things are happening. Nobody should pretend. You'll be shocked. You enter where they are playing Niger bet, you see your head usher. You say, what do you come? He said, I come to collect change. Now, change will they find here? They know they find change there. You know why? Betting is in such a way that it puts you on a balance of chance. That time and chance I told you about, luck. You know what betting does now. We're discussing today, and they say about 60 million thereabout Nigerians bet between the ages of 16 to 35 or so. They bet every day. You know what that means? Do you know how much those companies are making? The owners of those companies, they are not broke people. People who do betting, they are not rich people. How many times have you seen correct rich guys park their car and they bet? Most of the times you enter betting space, you see slippers. They all put slippers here. You put slippers here. See them, they run like this. The trouser is here like this. Alpha. Lucky shot. 2424. 4422. May God have mercy in the name of Jesus. There are some things that are not outrightly seen, but they are weights that can pull a person down. Many people have used their children's school fees to play bets and deferred the admission of that child to another time. That is, you can't live your life based on that. Am I making sense here? They tell you now that the way you are spending, that's not how to spend. Though, as a young girl, you just enter, you buy shawarma. You just say, I can't cook. You say, I am. Hello? Yeah. Is that Tony Foods? Please, help me give the rider to bring for me. How much is my money? Thank you. Tony Foods. By the time you finish doing it, it's tuning full. Dear. At the end of the day, you enter your marriage. To settle down and cook and plan your house is a problem. Financially, you cannot manage a particular amount to get something working in the home. And you are putting everybody under pressure. If you learn discipline, if you learn budgeting, if you learn savings, you'll be shocked at what you can do. They were contributing money for my father-in-law. They wanted to pay a medical bill. And my wife told me how much they were paying. I said, wow. So I came to ask her because she did not come to me. So I said, how are you people paying the money? She said, we are paid. I said, how? She now told me how much she gave. I said, I'm proud of you. Immediately, I felt I'm proud of you. That means you didn't have to come and meet me for that amount. I felt that that's a serious amount. So I had to ask how. And she said, I gave. I said, I am proud of you. Meaning that there was no need to disturb my life. Are we getting what I'm saying here? Yes. Conflict resolution skills. Now, you are refusing to learn how to handle disagreement respectfully and peacefully. Refusing to learn means that you have war in the marriage. When I do marriage counseling, one of the major things I teach people is conflict resolution, communication. Communication is not a marriage problem. Conflict resolution is not a marriage problem. Those things are normal relationship problems that people have. If you learn it in your normal discussion with every human being, it will work in the marriage. It's a carryover from inability to learn it in normal life that entered the marriage. Most marriage problems, most things that cause issue in marriage, they are not marriage problems. They are things that people did not learn before they entered marriage. So it's a carryover course. Communication. Speaking with respect, empathy, emotional intelligence. They are not marital things. They are normal life issues. Is anybody getting what I'm saying now? So if you want to start a new pattern and they are trying to inculcate this thing, learn it now. Do you know why marriage is hard for some people? All the people that are scanning and sampling you, all the time they do the scanning and sampling, the error is plenty. That time they check this one, error loading. They check character, error loading. Communication, error loading. These are error loading. Ah. But by the time you begin to reshape yourself, nobody is perfect like that. I'm making sense here now. It doesn't mean that you're going to see one person that is totally perfect. But at least you are sure that they are working to perfection to a particular degree that there can be peace in a home. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. You are getting peace in the name of Jesus. Wasting time, time management, laziness and distraction, pressing phone for money tonight. You are a lady, you sit on the bed, you are just pressing your phone, scroll. You will try it with a man that has vision. And by the time you try it, you are sleeping lazy like that. His secretary is actively doing everything. By the time he follows that direction, you will know that the number one need for a man is for a woman to stand by his side and be a support. You have to be a major support with your brain. You have to be a major support with your time. You have to be a major support with your intelligence. I can't be talking about high things and you're talking about very low things. All you are talking about is how to buy diaper, how to pay school fees. Those are very useless things that maids can discuss. When I want to discuss things that concern my future, our children, our planning, executive financial budgeting and planning analysis, I want them to do some things. I don't know, I go online and look for courses that I'm supposed to take for me. Go and do the search. Immediately, I'm very busy now. Look for search courses. She had to go on Coursera. I said, I want to take courses on this, and go and start looking for it for me. She started doing the search by herself. The only thing, many times some people, the only thing they have to offer is body. You are not just a body. You are a spirit that has a soul. You live in a body. The most important part of you is not your body. The most important part of you, they are even your spirit and your what? Soul. The body is just a cover. There are many people who marry ladies that are not looking anything beautiful. But every time the lady sleeps on the bed, he's seeing an angel. You know why? The soul is beautiful. The spirit is pure. Is somebody getting what I'm saying here? How to build the positive values, then we'll pray and close. Number one, marry right. What did I say? What did I say? Yes. When you marry the right person, it takes two people to build. If one person says you want to build, the other one will be pushing it down. It takes only two to build. So for a new generational pattern, please give me the diagram. That's why I need that diagram now. I need that diagram. I've shown us in this job, but I won't stop showing you. Now, Jonathan Edwards and Max Jukes. Have I showed you before here in this church? How some of you are knowing this? Maybe you're not there. Max Jukes happens to be an atheist, a godless man. He does not believe in God. His wife that he married just picked her somewhere and they just joined themselves. Then Jonathan Edwards was the popular evangelist that many of the 20th century evangelists you know, they learned from Jonathan Edwards. Preached powerful sermons, did powerful things for God. Then he married a very godly lady. This is the tree of their family line. How did they get to know this? Somebody was entered prison in this American stuff, so, and discovered that they saw a lot of prostitutes in prostitutes, drunkards, murderers, criminals. The journey started with discovering that 150 criminals, the same surname. How would I take be like this now? Why? So they checked and they discovered that it's the same father that gave birth to all of them. Kai. Then the man's journey now said, okay, let me compare a bad legacy with a good one. Then he went to search Jonathan Edwards. Why? In the history, they saw in Jonathan, one nation, one country, 13 college presidents, 65 college professors, 75 military officers. They were seeing the same surname, Jonathan, Edwards, 80 book public servants, 60 authors, 60 doctors, 30 judges, 100 pastors, 100 lawyers, 3 senators, and a vice president of America. They now enter this one. 190 prostitutes, 100 drunkards, 7 murderers, 150 criminals, 310 died as paupers. Listen. Generational things can be real. When there is error at the foundation, it can be passed. Are you getting what I'm saying here today? So the first thing is to guard against marrying the wrong person. Pray that you will not marry. And if you marry the wrong person, Satan is telling you he's a wrong person, you married, and you're already married. If the person is not an unbeliever, I don't believe he's the wrong person. Even if he's an unbeliever, your good character might be able to help. You just do your best and keep praying. Nobody will tell you to leave your marriage. But sometimes you have made a mistake that you can cry for mercy and maybe God will intervene. But you that you are not married, you want to start your journey by saying, God, when I enter, we'll be looking for mercy. Oh, then you need mercy. I'm telling you, it's difficult to see. You know why? Because you walked your way into error. I've been a pastor for some years, and I sit in the counseling room, and I see people shedding tears and crying. And at the end, after everything, they say, Pastor, but I saw the signs. I saw it. I just did not listen. My elder sister said it. Sometimes say, my brother said he saw it. I even saw it too, but I just did not pay attention. That is how error enter. You don't enter relationship with your emotions. You enter relationship based on principles that you are taught. My body is doing somehow. You cannot make decision for relationship. I like the guy the way he's moving. You cannot make decision now. You need friends that have brain to guard your life. Prayerfully, you partner together. I say, please pray this selfish crush out of my life. And let God give me a partner that will feed my destiny. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You are a man too. You are around. And you just see a babe passing. And you tell guys, I'm going to go after him. Your guys are wicked. Many guys have gone to that place. They didn't come out again. Do you know how many guys have slept with girls from underworld? Are you aware? Are you aware? Are you aware that not everybody in the street is a human being? Oh, you are not aware. You are not aware. You are not aware. No, I don't think. I think you are joking. You are not aware that everybody is not a human being. You are not aware. The Bible says that people, by showing kindness, have entertained angels. People, by carelessness, have had intercourse with demons. The same way it happens. Demons show up the same way angels show up. They like to look for a body. They'll just parade themselves. And somebody out of carelessness will enter that kind of marriage. One of the things that would have frustrated the destiny of Ayo Babalola, for whatever reason it happened, was his wife. If not for the mercy of God. Because God's hand was upon him by all means. And guess what? He died early. Let me tell you something. This is not a joke. As good as that man, as anointed and powerful, when there is no peace in the house, high blood pressure, not Satan, high blood pressure can kill a person. Nobody under the sound of my voice will enter that in the name of Jesus. When you have married right, allow God to build your house. Psalm 127 verse 1. Unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Make Christ the center of your life. Dedicate your family to God. Allow morning devotion. Pray regularly. Read the Bible in your house. In Joshua chapter 12 verse 15, he said, as for me and my family, we will do what? Serve the Lord. Now listen, let me tell you something. You see this, our wonderful morning prayers that we are doing, that's happening everywhere around the world. There's nothing wrong with it, but some people are not smart. Most of the morning prayers, most of the platforms, including our own, we have morning prayer platforms, so I'm not talking bad about it. We do Monday to Friday. We leave Saturday for the family to build an altar. Listen, no online prayer can build your family for you. No online, they will pray against some things that can happen everywhere, but no online prayer will disciple your children, will disciple your wife and your husband. You are the one that know the error in the life of that boy, that girl. So when we sit in family devotion, daddy is saying, "Nkoto shela no ye odao." You say, "Daddy, I'm sorry, sir. My dear, where did you go yesterday night?" You say, "Please make sure you don't behave like that. As soon as it's 8 o'clock, call our attention." Yes, will I be here in morning prayer and be diagnosing your family? So if you do all the prayer you have done Monday to Friday, Saturday morning, gather your family members. Those days when we sing in our house, we usually use the names of individuals to sing. We'll call my name, they will sing with my name. They'll call my brother's name, they'll sing my brother's name. They'll call my sister's name, they'll sing with my name. At the end of the day, daddy will tell us what we are doing. They will read Bible for us and show us many, many things. We were building a godly legacy. That is why when you get married, those are the same things that you do what? Transfer. You can't transfer online prayer as a legacy. You can transfer family altar as a legacy. Is there anything wrong with online? No. We have one. 6 to 7. Every day we run it. But I've seen that many families have neglected the fundamentals. And to build a family, it must be intentional. Is anybody getting what I'm saying? If there is morning prayer, one day you will sit down and see the face of your daughter. Ojo omo iti change. Otin wo. Aretin wo. You will see it. Not that somebody will deceive you and say, we did not know. She was 8 months gone. We did not know. Oh, gone, bawo. If you sit down in the morning prayer, like, we will know. In the morning prayer, we will know. The reason it went that long was that nobody knew anything. Am I coming sense to somebody here? Yes. And let me say this. When ladies misbehave, it can be seen. But when boys misbehave, nobody sees it. If a lady sleeps with a guy, the evidence can show, true or false. If a guy sleeps with 300 girls, there's nothing showing. Can I tell you the problem with guys? The things don't show outside for guys. They are deeper inside for guys. And it's more destructive. So don't go and tell yourself that, I'm fine. Nobody will see it. Nobody. You are destroying yourself already. Am I balancing my equation here? Number two, discipleship in the family. How do we do it? Those days, in our morning prayer altar, they'll say, you read. You are the one that will read the Bible. When you read, mommy is either explaining or daddy is explaining. As we start growing, they start telling us to explain. I can't forget, they will give me Bible and say, yeah, you interpret what is there. Let me do, I'll start talking. Are you getting what I'm saying now? I'll say, Psalm 2, the Bible, what Samuel is saying that the sons of Eli, indirectly, that is what we call discipleship. Families have lost it. That is the reason why the common thing people want now is hookup. The common thing they want is shortcut. The common, everything is just going messed up. If we continue like this, we will not have anything called family. But I pray in the name of Jesus, Satan will not hijack your family in the name of Jesus. Yes. Preserve the testimony of your lineage. Document family testimonies. If you get a job by miracle, tell your children, share it with them, and say, dear, today God just gave us another land. They say, God, they give land. They say, yes, God just gave us another property. We prayed and God answered. When you pray a prayer on the altar and God answers in your family altar, remember to share the testimony there and say, oh, we prayed about the admission of Bola yesterday. And today we just got a letter. God has done it. This our God is a good God. What are you doing? You are instilling and impressing God in their heart as the one that does great things. This is how we build family legacy and patterns. Are you getting what I'm saying here? They will know it again. Something happens. Somebody is sick in the family. We lay hands together and pray. And the person is here. We say, thank you, Jesus. Because some of the sicknesses that people come for healing in church, family altar can solve it. Telling you the truth. Number what? Bless children intentionally. Somebody say, bless children. Now look at many of you children here. Many of you don't know the last time where your parents intentionally lay a hand on you and say, you are blessed in the name of Jesus. I bless you. Blessings are transferred by words. I hope you know. Most of the things children hear is that, oh dear, kilo nje. Ori a ope, jide ma bo, kilo nje, kilo wa lori e, ori e gbale ni. Some people, the way they talk about curses and curse children is so terrible. So terrible. Ma je ki moto gbo tire. Or tie how? It's deception. Every time you're saying or tie, or tie, or tie, leave all this ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. It's the person you're talking to. So let's be very wise. What do? You bless your children. Jacob said, gather yourself, you sons of Jacob. Let me tell you the blessing upon your life. Then the other one said, go and give me venison so that I will eat. My soul will rejoice and I will do what? Bless you. There is such a thing as blessing children. You look at a boy and say, in this life, you will never struggle the way I struggled. In this life, I pray peace into your life. Peace into your marriage. As you are going out today, the angel of the Lord go with you in the name of Jesus. The boy will go. And when he's going, when they tell him he will die, I can't die. You know why? There's an altar back in me. There is an assurance when your father speaks blessing over you. There's an assurance when your mother tells you that you are blessed and I'm honoring you. Every parent here, listen to me. Please, I beg you, learn to speak blessings. Blessings can carry children far. And those of us, nobody spoke blessing over you. They still came to church and were declaring blessing. You are pressing phone. How? Which one do you want to receive? At least if your biological parents have not done it, you come to the church and you have spiritual parents declaring blessing, you will take it with all your life. Some people are flying on the advantage of the blessings of their parents. You don't know what I'm saying? Blessings of their parents. So don't joke with it. You transfer legacy by blessing the children. You speak into their life. You declare over them, it is well with you. You will not struggle. In this life, the Lord will help you. The Lord will empower you. And the children will begin to pray and receive the blessings. Finally, as I wrap up, model godly character. That is how to transfer it. Don't tell me what to do when you are doing another thing. Do what you expect me to do. That is a message for parents, and that is a message for every young person that is planning to have a beautiful future. If you want to be a now we are planning something. I was just telling them today, I'm doing a training for boys 7 to 17. 7 to 18. I'm doing a special training for those boys, and I'm training them on powerful things that will shift their life. And all of you that have young boys like that, the training is supposed to be paid, but we have done one day total free. Even if they are inside the bush, bring them here. By the end of October, I'm going to do a special training. I have books that I recommend to boys on the responsibility of fatherhood. Do you know that there are some fathers that have never, they don't care how school fees of their children are paid. The woman will struggle, sweat, do everything, and he will not care. And when he was going to be misbehaving with the woman, he did it with all pleasure. He did it with all pleasure. There are some people, they are not ashamed that their wives are reaching out to their friends to pay their children's school fees, and they will still be pressing phone. I mean, that is a lack of responsibility. Irresponsible living for a man. A man cannot stand the shame. If you are a real man, you can't stand the shame. You will fight for your family. You press to work. You press to do what you will do, because my family cannot remain dead. When my wife, I was going to get married to her, they don't use to fetch water in their compound. It's a Jebota house that you go to. I prove myself. I say, even if there's no water in the compound, I will never enter the house. I must look for the one that has a house. She must never fetch water. Except maybe pumping machine got bad. We are now salvaging the situation. There was a time machine got bad. I had to support to go and fetch water, because I couldn't even stand the fact that she has to be the one fetching the water. Women are supposed to be cared for, but we don't have responsible men. That's the problem. If you see a happy woman, you will know. If you see a woman that is happy, you will know. May God give us quality homes in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet. Let's pray for the few minutes and we'll close. Somebody is setting themselves up for a glorious home. You are getting ready for a beautiful life. You are getting ready for a glorious life. In the name of Jesus. You are going to pray, every dysfunction in my family, from today, by the Spirit, I declare, in my own lineage, I declare there will be no dysfunction in my home. No dysfunction in my life. No carryover. In the name of Jesus. Can you lift up your voice and begin to pray? No carryover of errors. In the mighty name of Jesus. No carryover of errors. In the mighty name of Jesus. I am building a new pattern. I am transferring a new legacy. I am introducing my children to God. I am showing them the way of God. The way of righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Is somebody praying already? Are you praying? Are you praying? We have a few minutes to pray and we'll close and go home. I want you to pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The prayers we are going to be taking, they will be sharp and fast. Sharp and fast. I want you to pray it fervently with all your life. I want you to pray it like somebody who knows that I might come from a dysfunction, but I am not going to be a dysfunction. No matter the error, it will not repeat in the name of Jesus. Every man, I want you to pray with all your life. Men are bearers of seed. Pray with all your life. It matters a lot. If a wrong woman enters the hand of a right man, chances are that they can reshape her. But if a good woman enters the hand of a wrong man, it's a little difficult. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, you will not repeat pain. She will not repeat error. She will not repeat shame. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and say, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare I will not repeat pain. I will not repeat shame. In the name of Jesus, no negative patterns. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. The mistakes I will never repeat. The mistakes I will never repeat. If you are married here and Satan is trying to position you for error, say never, never. I and my husband and my children, things are shifting, things are changing. Pray for your grandchildren. If you have children, pray for them. If you are married, pray for your own home. In the name of Jesus, every carryover from my parents, the mistakes of my mother and my father that I have unconsciously imbibed, their character error, I cancel it. I break out of that mode. I break out of that mode. Error of laziness, error of procrastination, error of indiscipline, error of financial recklessness, error of lack of concern, lackadaisical attitude towards marriage and children. I break it. In the name of Jesus, Rabba negede lebo shote, Eliego segede de 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 Raga ba 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 ba, Ereko benegede lebo shote, Eruana ga ba 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 ba, Araga da la 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 la, In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lift up your voice, say, dear Father, by your name, I declare today, I am delivered from the weakness and sin that destroy the men and women in my lineage. The weakness and sin that commonly destroy the men and women in my lineage. I am disconnected from it. I am establishing Christ, the solid rock. I pattern after Jesus. I have no place for the flesh. In the name of Jesus. The common error. In many families, there's a common error. For some family offenses, bitterness, unforgiveness, immorality, drunkenness, all manner of reckless behavior. I will never. I am built on Christ. I am established on Him. In the name of Jesus. Ragaba negedelebosha. Every weakness and sin that destroy men and women in my lineage, as I put on the Lord Jesus Christ, I declare I have no place with that. In the name of Jesus, I have nothing to do with it. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray loud and clear. Pray loud and clear. Pray loud and clear. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let your amen sound like thunder. Say, dear Father, today in the name of Jesus, rewrite my story. Where others fell, I rise. Where they lost direction, I receive light. Where they failed in purpose, I receive direction. In the name of Jesus, Lord, rewrite my story. Where others fell, I will rise. Where they lost direction, I receive light. I choose purpose over patterns. I choose purpose over patterns. I choose direction over patterns. I choose wisdom over patterns. In the mighty name of Jesus. 30 seconds, can you pray? Pray, 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 pray. Where they fell, I will not fail there. Where they made mistake, I will not make the same mistake. I am standing on the foundation of Christ. In the name of Jesus. Are you praying? Are you praying? Shabeneke de leboruate. Ruana gaba baba 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 baba. I want you to pray. I want you to pray. Every devil that is waiting ahead, saying that what happened to your dad, you can escape it. What happened to your mom, you can escape it. You are in Christ. You have escaped already. Declare it and enforce it. Know it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Listen, I see some families here, strong and powerful women enter into the hand of reckless men and they become the one ending up feeding that man. I declare any family where the woman is struggling with all her life and being the breadwinner when the man should take his stand and he's not, she will not repeat that pattern in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice, say, I reject. Shout it loud, I reject. The lie that everyone in my family makes a particular mistake, repeats a particular pattern. Say, dear Father, I choose your word over my bloodline. I start a new spiritual DNA in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
They say every male, they have to, when they come, they usually suffer a particular something on their spinal cord. Can't you see your uncle? I reject the lie.
Tell your neighbor it is a lie. Tell your neighbor it is a lie. Satan is the father of liars. Anything he shows you, somebody bought the lie. You will not buy a lie in the name of Jesus. You will not identify with a lie in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Say, every voice in my head, my culture, my emotions, saying I cannot escape, I silence you now. I have escaped. I have escaped. I have escaped. I am in Christ. I have escaped. I have escaped. I have escaped. In the name of Jesus.
You saw it yesterday. My soul has escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowler. Every lie
Look at how they package it in culture. As Pastor Tunde was saying yesterday, the one that did not do it, look at what happened to them. You have to do it. That means they are saying you have to bow to Baal. But listen, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said, we don't care to answer you in this matter. I prophesy, in the day you take your stand, may the host of heaven back you up in the name of Jesus. The day you take your stand, may the host of heaven back you up in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and say, dear Father, surround me with friends and mentors that will not let me fail. They are friends that will not let you fail. They see you are going wrong and they say, I will walk out of your life if you go wrong and I will report you to the right authority. You say no, they say I will report you. Do you know how many people that their friends reported them to me that we saved? They would have headed on in destruction and die. A good friend said, I can't watch you die. I will report. I pray today in the name of Jesus, may God surround you with friends that will rescue you. Every friend that is lying to you, may they disappear from your side. In the mighty name of Jesus, say in the name of Jesus, I cut off every relationship pulling me towards destruction. Every relationship dragging me towards pain. Every relationship dragging me towards dysfunction. Every relationship dragging me to wrong decisions. I come out. I come out in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. I told you it's fast prayers. The prayers, I pray them fast because time is fast, man. Some of us, as we are praying the prayer here, how many of us, there are testimonies that we have received that are instant, instant testimony. Why people are here, they already received testimony. They go home, they receive testimony instantly. Somebody under the sound of my voice, your eyes is about to open and God is about to show you the wisdom to escape every negativity in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Say, dear Father, teach me discipline. Shout it. Say, teach me discipline. The error of Reuben was indiscipline. Indiscipline. Reuben stayed somewhere, one place, said he will not. And the father spoke to him and said, you will not excel. The error of many people is one, indiscipline. I was talking to a lady. I said, if your husband is talking, close your mouth. She said, how can I close my mouth when he's talking? I said, just try. I know it's not easy. Just close your mouth. Say, I cannot. It's not possible, sir. By the time 34, we'll go do it. Because the husband too has a very violent behavior. Violent behavior. I said, just close your mouth. Close. I say, no, I can't. I know it's like somebody cannot be cursing my father and my mother. Your father is not here, your mother is not here. Sometimes father and mother, they are even in our life. They say they are cursing my father and I die. And they say, ba-bangla, ba-ba-ba-ba, yala, yala, yala. Yala, yala does not yala anything. It should not take one hair from anybody's body. But she refused to do one thing. They panebit. In fact, it's a terrible story. I'm telling you the truth. Lift up your voice. Say, dear Father, teach me discipline. Hunger for your word. Consistency in prayer. So that my marital destiny will never be in shambles. So that my marital glory will not be in shame. Teach me discipline. Hunger for the word. Hunger for prayer. The honor of family. May I learn in life the value of family. Show me the importance of family. Teach me the importance of family and the discipline to stay in one. In the name of Jesus. Say, dear Father, use Mavis. Dear Father, use Mavis to raise a new standard in my family. Let the story change with me. Let the story change. Let my life become the fruit that God is faithful. Let my life become the evidence that God is faithful. Let my siblings see it. My neighbors see it. My nephew see it. My niece see it. In the name of Jesus. Listen. Every parent under the sound of my voice, I pray for you. Every area where your failure or negligence has put a halt on your children, emotionally, spiritually, morally, today I declare restoration in the name of Jesus. Any area where your mistakes, your failures, your hurts has put a sign and a signature of weakness, dysfunction on your children, today I declare they are restored in the name of Jesus. Every child carrying the seal of dysfunction, today the seal is broken in the name of Jesus. For every parent that was silent when you should have spoken,
May the Lord show you mercy. May the Lord restore your seed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your children will never become what you refuse to confront. You know, what you refuse to confront automatically should have been the children. But you will never become like that in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and say, in the name of Jesus. I can't hear you shout it, in the name of Jesus. I declare a new pattern of the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and has no sorrow. In the name of Jesus, that becomes my new pattern. I said that becomes my new pattern. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare by the Spirit, I am the beginning of a new order. In the mighty name of Jesus, the presence of God is upon my foundation. Foundation of every marriage present in this house today. The power of God is upon our foundation. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice, say, Father, bless every family here with wisdom to raise godly children. Signs and wonders. In the mighty name of Jesus. Declare, say, I come against every attack of the enemy on marriages. I come against every attack of the enemy on families. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every single, can you declare after me? Say, dear Father, order my step into a godly relationship, a godly destiny, a godly marriage. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let no one in this house make a costly mistake in their marriage. Shout it, every single, say, I will not make a costly mistake. I will not make a costly mistake. I will not make a costly mistake. In the mighty name of Jesus. Parents, declare, my children will not make a costly mistake. My children are secured. My children are preserved. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every wrong relationship that is not in alignment with God in your life, that will cause you pain, sorrow, shame, disgrace, I say they are scattered now in the name of Jesus. Every marriage that has suffered betrayal, distrust, Satan has ripped them off the honor of that marriage. Lord, restore today in the name of Jesus. I pray for every man in the mighty name of Jesus. May our men become spiritual leaders. May they become frontliners. In the name of Jesus. Bless our men with the ability to provide. Bless our men with the ability to nurture. Bless our men with the spirit of honor. In the name of Jesus. Say, dear Father, help our men to remain faithful in their marriages, resisting temptation. In the name of Jesus. Say, dear Father, grant our men wisdom to make sound decision, financial decision, leadership decision. In the name of Jesus. Pray for all our women. Say, dear Father, raise virtuous women in this ministry. Women of honor, women of virtue. In the name of Jesus. Supportive women, loving women, prayerful wives, godly mothers. In the name of Jesus. Every waiting mother waiting for you for children, today I declare, by the mercy of God, they are visited in the name of Jesus. Every woman that is pregnant, every devil that is saying you will not carry to full term, every devil that is waiting to abort your child, I declare the assignments are terminated in the name of Jesus. He said, I saw a sign in heaven, a woman clothed with purple and scarlet. She was about to deliver, and I saw that the devil was waiting to take the child that she would deliver. He said, and a sign appeared in heaven, and the water came and swept off, and it was as if a hand took that child and moved the child. Every devil that is waiting to take your seed, every devil that is waiting to corrupt your seed, I declare today, the assignment terminated in the name of Jesus. Every negative report of the doctor concerning your health, your kidney, your lungs, your body, and the inability to carry seed, I declare that is not the portion of the Hebrew women. As the Hebrew women delivered with strength and grace, every woman in this house deliver with strength and grace in the name of Jesus. Deliver with strength and grace in the name of Jesus. I cancel negative doctor's report now. I say they are canceled 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 now. In the name of Jesus. All men that are waiting, the financial and economic crunch of this country,
To get a house for a man now, 2 million. A room and parlor, 2 million. 1.5 million. And you are wondering and asking, what is the salary of the average person before that? But somebody, you will rise above economic challenges. I say you will rise above economic challenges. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your family is settled financially. Your home is settled financially. The money that is needed for your parents to take the step, for that man to take the step, for you to move into your marital home, I declare it is made available in the name of Jesus. May God give you an idea. May God give you the wisdom. May God give you a strategy to generate wealth in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hand. Every family member that is sick, every family member that we're about to pray for them right now, every family member that is sick in body, chest issues, pains of all manner, mothers, brothers, parents that are sick and struggling today, and this family settlement and intervention prayer, I declare wherever they are now, they are healed in the name of Jesus. They are healed in the name of Jesus. They are healed in the name of Jesus. Every devil that has said that the family will continue to gather money to serve his health, to serve his health, to serve his health, I declare that is terminated now in the name of Jesus. Something is happening. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Every person who Satan has blinded their eyes, male and female, that every time they talk about the things of God, correction, it is difficult to take it. May the Lord soften your heart now in the name of Jesus. May you listen to the voice of wisdom in the name of Jesus. What you have heard today, may it build the foundation of a godly home for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to appreciate God now. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Is that how you are blessing God, child of God? Thank you, Jesus. I am setting the new pattern. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. I am the new pattern. Somebody say, I am the new pattern. I am the new order. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is done. Lift up your voice and begin to thank God right now. Wherever you are, begin to bless the name of the Lord. If you are in this church today, you want to accept Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior. Pastor Mavis, this is 20 days of glory. You have talked about family and settlement for family. I want to make a decision for Jesus. I want to rewrite my step. I want to rewrite my story. I want to amend my ways. I want to know Jesus. Can you raise your hand? Let me pray for you very briefly. Can you raise your hand? I'm going to pray for you. You want to be born again today. You want to accept Jesus into your heart. You want to follow Jesus. I want you to confidently and boldly come out. Let me pray with you. Come out. Just come to the altar. Come to the altar. You want to make a decision. You need discipleship. You need somebody to show you and teach you the things of God, because you don't want to walk in error. Can you come out boldly? Can you come out boldly? Be very bold about it. If you are coming, let me see you coming. Be very fast about it. Be very fast about it. If you are coming, let me see you coming. Anyone like that, come out. You are convinced in your heart that you have heard this message, but the first thing is that you have to make a decision for Jesus to follow him so that he can establish you. I'm willing to pray for you. Can I see your hand if you are like that? I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. Anybody like that, upstairs, downstairs, anywhere? If there's anyone online, I'd like to pray with you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Anybody like that? Come out. God bless you, brother. Come out. I'm going to pray with you. Any other person, can you join? Come out. Let me pray with you. God bless you. God bless you, brother. God bless you. God bless you. Things are shifting now in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you say after me, Lord Jesus, today I come to you the way I am. I ask, Lord, for mercy. Have mercy on me. I receive forgiveness of sin made available by your blood and eternal life into my spirit. I declare today I am born again, I am saved, and I am sanctified. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. This prayer we have just said is a prayer of consecration. I'd like you to connect with our ushers. I just want to meet with you. I want to disciple you personally on my own. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.